Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. And we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. And we want to welcome all of you that are joining us by audio and video. And we just ask you to partake of what God has for you. And He's got something for you. So be hungry enough to stay focused and receive what God has for you. Amen. He wants to bless you, encourage you, change you, and correct us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking today about facing your giants. Amen. There's a lot of giants out there. And you know what? With Him, you win. Without Him, you lose. I mean, that's simple. So guess what? We want to be on the winning side. We want to be on God's side. Amen. And as a child of God, He's given us authority. But we need to take that authority. We need to take His word, get it in us. When we get it in us, it'll come out of us. What do? Confess the word. Confess the word. And we're going to be talking about whose report are you going to believe? The world says this. People says this. The doctor says this. But whose report are you going to believe? I want to believe what the word of God says. Amen. I gave you some handouts. And another one is, let me see, where is it? Which one did I give? Oh, the warfare prayer. There's a warfare prayer. And you pray that prayer. It says before you start your day. Well, you spend time with Him before you go out and face your giants. Because your giants are waiting for you. And you got to be battle ready. You got to be battle ready as a soldier of God. Amen. So anyway, prepare yourselves to receive what God has for us. Before we do that, we're going to say this declaration together. So say it with me. Let me grab my Bible. Grab your swords. Soldier of God. Amen. Here we go. You ready? Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Let's remember this. The battlefield is the mind. And the enemy attacks all the time. And he uses people. He uses all kinds of distractions, and we're going to be talking about some of these. Amen? And we have to be ready to renew our minds to what the Word of God says. Amen? Just because it comes in your mind doesn't mean it's so. You can press delete and get rid of it. I say, no, that's not what the Word of God says. You got to know what the Word says in order for you to say, I'm not receiving that. That's not what the Word of God says. Amen? So, the Word of God is the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. Facing your giants. Amen. Facing your giants. Jesus has already, listen to this, Jesus has already defeated the enemy. We have blood covenant with Him. So be a winning believer. Be a winning Christian and not a defeated one. You know, if He's given us authority, why are we not confessing what His word says? We need to be confessing His word. Because the enemy's not afraid of anything else except the spoken word. And when you speak the word, you're using your authority. He's not giving us a spirit of fear. He's giving us a spirit of love. What is it? Power, love, and of a sound mind. That power is the word of God. The authority He's given you. But you have to have it. And you have to release it. I mean, you have to speak it. So words are very powerful. Amen. And we have to know this because we shoot off words very easily. And sometimes we got to be careful because we're confessing negative things instead of positive things. Amen. And also, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to just confess the negative things or are you going to confess the positive things? You have to be careful. You have to be careful. You make the choice. So whose report will you believe? And just some quick things. Those of you that are listening by audio or watching by video, we do have a handout, and it says, whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. A bad report is, we go around saying this all the time. I'm sick. I feel bad. Too many cares. I'm afraid. Many struggles. I'm just going to quit. I can't figure it out. I'm too tired. It's impossible. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. No, I can't forgive myself. It's not worthy. I'm not smart enough. I'm not able. I can't go on. I can't do it. I can't imagine. I feel lonely. These are some things We confess all the time. And Proverbs just tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue and the power of your words. And we're confessing words. Words are seeds. Words are carriers. They carry life or they carry death. And you're giving them voice. The Lord said, He speaks His word. And it goes out and accomplishes what He sets it out to do. So we need to do the same thing. If it works for Him, He says, it'll work for us. So choose your words carefully. I know I wanted to say it, and I wanted to give Him a piece of my mind. I wanted to say this, I wanted to say that, but hold your tongue. Hold your word gun. Some of us have machine guns, okay? And we just want to rattle off all these things. Careful. I just read you some bad reports. On the same sheet, I also have a good report. I'm sick. Why don't we say I'm healed? I have many cares. No weapon will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And I have scriptures to it. Amen. I'm afraid. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Many struggles. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. Let's remember this. We're no match to the enemy. If you're fighting him in the flesh, you're defeated already. We need to get in the word and use that authority and use those weapons to come against him. Amen. Now, he's going to flee. He says, submit yourself to God. Resist him with that authority, with those words, and he's going to flee. He has to, because he has to obey the word of God. Amen. He knows whose you are, and he knows who's backing you. And he sees God is with them. Amen. So be careful. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. I don't know about you. I am not able. Who strengthens me? We have to be careful. Again, it's the words you choose. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Satan and the world gives bad reports, negative reports. God and believers, we must give good and positive reports. They will come daily. You take control, or they'll control you. You magnify your God, or you're magnifying your problem. Amen. We do this backwards a lot of times. We're magnifying the problem. Let's magnify our God. God has already defeated the enemy. Amen. Jesus defeated the enemy. So now, let's confess what the Word of God says. Thank you, Lord. By Jesus Christ, I am healed. Or whatever the situation may be. Amen. They will come to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Yes. They will send their best. They will send their best. Part-time believer is no match to a full-time God. I mean, devil. Amen. Part-time believer. We part-time believers want in demand of a full-time God all the time. Need you. Amen. And then everything goes well and we forget. We give them that spare tire treatment, you know. I'll use you in case of emergency. I'll just call on you. You just stay right there and be ready for me. No. He's a jealous God. Amen. He's a jealous God. So they send their best. You know what? And you know, there's more struggles in the spiritual ranks than there is in the ungodly ranks. You don't hear about ungodly demons fighting each other. But Christians do. We fight one another. We spend more time fighting each other. The enemy says, I don't have to do anything. They're already against each other. They will try to intimidate you. Fear, frighten, scared, threaten, or terrorize. They rarely come alone. In Mark 5, 1 through 17, it talks about Jesus casting out legion. He says, who are you? He says, I'm legion. Legion, there's many. He cast out over 2,000 demons out of this one man. Now just think about that. We're no match. We're fighting a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. Amen. And you're no match in the spirit without the using God's authority. Amen. Recognize them. Devil doesn't come in a red suit or horns or a pitchfork. Hey, man, remember, what was it, Hot Stuff? Cartoon character? Yeah, yeah. Some of us are old enough. Recognize them. Being shocked. They come in form of people, family, friends, co-workers, bad company, bad reports, bad habits, and sin. Amen. Take a stand, use the name, use His word, and use His authority. Jesus told us that as long as we were in this world, we will have and face these giants, these tribulations. Amen. If you turn your Bibles to John 16:33, we'll read it. I already have it. John 16:33. Amen. Go to John. Be the last book of the Gospels there. Are you there? 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. Why? I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world, he says. Be of good cheer. You know, he tells us every day, this is the day I have given you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Or we will rejoice and be glad in it. So why are you not rejoicing and being glad in it? Amen. We have to be obedient to what His word says. Well, because I have all kind of problems. Because it's raining outside. Because whatever the situation may be. Still, He says, I have given you a new day. Rejoice and be glad in it. You make the choice. And you know what? If I have peace in me and I have God in me, I'm not going to have those problems. Amen. And if I do, I am only going to be an overcomer. I am going to overcome. He says, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. In the expanded Bible, it says, I told you these things so that you could have peace in me. In this world, you will have troubles, bad reports, problems, persecution, sufferings. But be brave. Take courage, heart. I have defeated, victory over conquered and overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. He's given us His word so we could have peace instead of having all these troubles, having all these problems, overstressed. I don't want to have that. Amen. So He's given us His word. We need to get in His word. Overcome means conquer, defeated, beat, triumph over, or rise above. You know, as an eagle rises above its soars above its problems, we must do the same thing. Rise above whatever situation, as long as we're confessing His word and walking in with Him. Amen. So be encouraged, church. As a child of God, you can live a successful life even in the middle of facing your giants daily. What is your giant? What storm are we talking about? What problem are we talking about? Well, they're different. Yours may be different than mine. But still, whatever giants you're facing, you can overcome this. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Hebrews 3:13 says, but encourage each other every day while you still have something called today. Help each other so that none of you will be fooled by sin and become too hard to change. Amen. James 4:7 says, therefore submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and what? He will flee from you. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all cares upon Him because He cares for you. What are your cares? What are your problems? What is these storms that you are facing? Cast it on Him because He cares for you. So why are you still holding on to Him? Let Him go. Give it to Him. And in the New Living Translation says, I give all your worries, cares to God, for He cares about you. Isaiah 40:30 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Everyone is different, but we all face giants daily. If you're not, you need to get saved. You know, it might be nice while you're in sin. And then you're going to might have a good time. But guess what? You try to get out of sin, He's going to give you hell. Amen. All kind of things is going to happen. Amen. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. Amen. Everyone is different. Stand up and face your giants by the same tactics that Jesus and David did. David taught us how to face your giants. You know, stay battle ready. Be a soldier for Jesus. Be a warrior, not a worrier. Amen. Praise God. We win. Say goodbye to defeat and start a victorious life with God. Know the weapons that God has prepared for us, and victory is yours. The battle is called life, and we be confident of God's presence. He is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. Know this. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always there. You renew that relationship. Maybe it's time you forgot to spend time with him first before you raced out of the house or whatever you did. I said, wait a minute, I need to correct this. Remember, seek him first before you go anywhere or do anything. Cut off the enemy's head and overcome totally all the deceptions of the devil in your life. Be Lord, but say, send me, Lord. Amen. I can do it. I'm ready. I'm battle ready, Lord. Amen. When you spend time with him, you're ready for some giants. You're ready for some devils. Amen. When they see you walk out that door, they are going to run. It says, submit yourself to God, resist him, and they're going to flee. David did so. God is not looking for perfect people. We've talked about this a lot. He's not looking for perfect people. He's not looking about your abilities. He's looking for your availability. Are you available? Just to say, Lord, I can do all things through you. I just need you, Lord. I'm available. Use me. And guess what? He's going to use you. So if you're ready to confess that, get ready, because he wants to use you. He didn't put you here just to be sitting down and being nice and comfy. Amen. He put you here because he's got a mission for you. He says, I've called you. I've anointed you. I've equipped you. Amen. He wants to use you to fulfill whatever he's called you to do, big or small. It doesn't matter. But he's called you to do something. And Lord, I want to do this and complete my mission just for you. I want him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to say, you didn't do anything I called you to do. You didn't use what I gave you. Come on now. Woo! God is looking for perfect people. God's not looking for perfect people, but available people that are willing to step out in faith. Step out in faith. You know, if you're not stepping out in faith, you're stepping out in fear. Amen. You're stepping out in fear. So we want to confess faith-filled words, not fear-filled words. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we've read this story so many times, but David and Goliath, the story about a boy, David, and his battle with the Philistine giant. David defeats the giant, and so can we. We can defeat our giants also. Why? Because God is with us. God was with David. David knew his God. He said, when I battled the lion, when I wrestled with the bear, God was with me. And he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He says, I'll take him down. You know, he says, nobody in the ranks of King Saul's army was talking about God until David got there. He was the first one to talk about God. They were talking about the problem. They were magnifying the problem instead of magnifying God. David shows up. Oh, his mission was to bring lunch to your brothers. But wait a minute, somebody's out there talking about my God. Immediately he says, I'll fight him. Amen. And Saul found out about it. And he went to check it out. And he says, you ain't nothing but a boy. But he's God sent. Amen. He knows his God. Amen. So these demons may look big, but guess what? But God. Say, but God is with him.
Amen. And he went and defeated this giant. He ran to him and he went and cut his head off. We could do the same thing. Whatever giants you're facing, cut their head off. Amen. Ooh, I'm getting way ahead of myself. Here's another good report. God gave the promised land to his people. And he says, he sent 12 spies to go. He says, let me see. Hold on. God spoke to Moses, send men to scout out the country of Canaan. And I am given to the people that I have given to the people of Israel. Send one man of each ancestral tribe, each one tried, true leader in the tribe. He just didn't send he sent some people that were tried and true. I mean, these guys were leaders in their tribe. Amen. And he says, send them. So guess what? Ten came back with a negative report. Two came back with a positive report. Caleb interrupted, call for silence before Moses and says, let's go up and take the land. Now we can do it. You know, when you spend time with him and you step out, we know you can do what God is calling you to do. Amen. Whatever the situation may be, know that God is with us and I can do all things through him. 10 bad reports, 2 good reports. Amen. The bad reports were, says everyone we saw was huge. They're giants. He says, alongside them, we felt like grasshoppers. You know, you step out and you haven't spent time with him, everything you go against is going to be like a giant for you. I'm just grasshopper. I'm a nobody. You start seeing, confessing those things for yourself. Say, wait a minute. Something's wrong here. What's the problem? The problem is you didn't stop to spend time with him. Let's have a relationship. Amen. That's what Christianity is all about, is relationship with your God, knowing your God. Amen. He said, we're just grasshoppers to them. That's the way they see themselves. Caleb and Joshua, totally different. Says, do not be afraid of these people. Why? We have them for lunch. They have no protection, and God is on our side. Says, do not be afraid of them. They're talking. They know their God. The God is with us. I'm not afraid of these people. Amen. Ooh, come on. We could do this. We could do the same thing. Make the same confessions. Because we have the same God. And he cares for you. Amen. Ooh. People around us, what kind of report do they have? Positive or negative? What about you? Positive or negative? What are you confessing? Are you confessing everything CNN is saying? Are you confessing all the negative things you hear at the coffee shop? Are you confessing everything, every negative report you hear? Well, I'm not going to confess all the negative things I hear. Amen? Because I'm not going to give voice to it. Quit hanging out and say, well, I put this because of you. Quit hanging out with skunks. You know what happens when you hang out with skunks? You start stinking. And you start saying the same things and doing the same things they're saying. Amen. You know what insanity is? Is you want something new, but you're still doing the same old things over and over again. And so you're going to do the same thing, and you're going to fall right back into the same thing. If you don't spend time with him, you're going to spend time in the world. And if you spend time in the world, you're going to fall right back to what you was. Why? Because you're hanging in the world. You're hanging with skunks, and you're going to start smelling too. Come on now. You still a pastor? Whose report will you believe? Whose report are you going to confess? Are you going to confess the report of the world? Or are you going to confess the report of what God says? But you have to say something. It's going to come out of your mouth. Amen. When you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're confessing him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Nobody else is doing it for you. When you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, He's going to come. He's going to receive you, accept you. Amen. If you're confessing all these negative things happening, it's going to come on you. You're giving you're opening the doors for the enemy to come in. Amen. So careful what you say. Whew, I've got some other good reports here. The walls of Jericho. God told Joshua, a great military man. He says, this is what I want you to do. This is your plan. He says, I want to deliver Jericho in your hands, along with its kings and its fighting men. March around city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. On the seventh, he says, priests carry trumpets of ram horns in front of the ark. On the seventh day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast and the trumpets, have the whole army give a shout, a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in. The walls of Jericho was wide. They were thick. They were thick enough for chariots to go around the top of them, on top of them. But he says, when they obeyed what God told them to do, the walls came down. They walked in. They marched in. They raced in. Amen. And they did what God told them to do. Amen. So, whatever these giants are, whatever these walls are holding you back, spend time with Him, and these walls are going to come down. Why? Because God says so. Amen. When God says so, things change. Things happen. Amen. Praise God. The three Hebrew children, three thrown in a fiery pit. Four, they see four in the pit. Whatever situation you're in, you may see yourself by yourself, but there's someone else with you. He's with you. He says He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. So don't go around just saying, well, you know, this me, poor me, and lonely me. No, God is with you. He knows. He knows you. Amen. Another story about 2 Kings in chapter 6, verse 15 through 18. Elijah and his servant. Amen. The king of Syria sent horses and chariots and great army and surrounded his camp. And the servant went out and said, Master, man, there's all these armies surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And the servant said, what are we going to do? He walks out and he looks. He says, don't fear. Those who are with us are more than those that are with them. He want to know, are you on drugs or something? No, that's Jose. He says he prayed for his spiritual eyes to be open. And he saw again, and he saw more. Amen. He saw more for them than against them. Amen. Whatever your situation is, there's more for you than against you. Amen. If God is for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we're not going to hold you long, okay? So be open. Ease off, back off, and just let the Word come in. Like David, Joshua, and Caleb, we should know that facing your giants should point us to God. He is the answer for our giant struggles. When you face your giants, know we have the power to face them. There will be no hiding, no running, no quitting, no fears, no drugs, no alcohol can hide you from your giants. Like David says, he saw the giant, and he ran to him. Amen. He didn't fear. Why? Because he knew his God. When we know our God, we don't let these giants, you know, hold us back. And we don't have to hide from them. Amen. We can just run to them and say, wait a minute. You know, this is what the Word of God says about you. You're coming down. You're going to chop his head off. He says, no mas. No more. No more. He says, Face them and stand against them. Your giants, like David did. Know your God by having relationship with them. The odds are against you, but greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. David knew he had already been tested. Why? By the bear and the lion. The world brings giant problems, but no problem is bigger than your God. We need to remember this. No giant, no problem out there is bigger than your God. Amen. We're always trying to magnify our problem, try to make our problems bigger than our God. No, you don't know your God. If you know your God, you would turn that around and say, nothing is bigger than my God. And you know what you want to tell your problems about? How big your God is. Amen? Praise God. He slung the rock or the word like a missile into the giant. That's what David did. Your giant or your problem may tower above everything but God. But God may be bigger than anything but God. He's not bigger than my God. The challenge of the day, this is what Goliath said. He says, this day I defile the ranks of Israel. Give me a man and let him fight and let us fight each other. And you know, it's just like God to send a young boy. And the giant laughed and said, why are you sending, is this your best man? You send the boy to fight me? Well, you know that you can do all things through Christ. Amen. It's so rewarding. It's so good to train our children. It says if you train your child the way they should go, they will not depart from it. So teach them the Word of God. Amen. It's not happening anymore. We need to teach them what the Word of God says. And you know what? A little child can use the Word to change things. Amen. Praise God. So we try to limit things by age. We try to limit things by size. And it doesn't go that way. You know, you could be a new believer or you could be an old believer. But if you're hungry for God, new believers make a change too. Amen. You may be an old believer and just sitting on your behind doing nothing. Amen. And a new guy or new person is on fire for God. We got to keep that fire going. We got to keep that fire going. We don't let the flame out. We got to keep that flame going on a daily basis. Amen. I've told you this before, but a car is a great tool, but you got to keep fueling it to go where you need to go and be a blessing to you. As a child of God, we got to keep that fire going. We got to keep ourselves spiritual filled all the time. Give yourself a spiritual bath. Give yourself, stay spiritually filled all the time so that you can go and do what you're supposed to do. There'll be no surprises. The enemy's waiting for you to fall. People are waiting for you to fall so that they can come and get you. So, don't fall. Our Goliath doesn't carry a sword, shield, or weapons, or armor. Our Goliath comes to us as unemployment, abandonment, abuse, alcohol, bad grades, bad reports, debts, depression, failures. How do we attack these things? See? Just a few. This is just a few. Yours may are different than mine. But distractions will come. I think I gave you one last week that says, let me see, what was it? Starve your distractions and feed your focuses. Starve your distractions. And there's going to be plenty, plenty, plenty of distractions. Or starve your sin and feed your focus. My focus is on Him. My focus is to spend time with Him and do what He's called me to do. Now I lost my place. Anyway, praise God. We haven't even touched as much as we wanted to. Your giant doesn't parade up and down the hills. He prances through your office, your home, your classroom. He brings bills. He, you can't pay. Grace, you can't make. People, you can't please. Whiskeys, you can't resist. Pornography, you can't refuse. A career, you can't escape. A past, you can't shake it. And a future, you're facing is hard without Him. Amen. This is how the enemy comes. To steal, kill, and destroy. Praise God. Do you see and hear from God during your day? Feed on His Word. Renew your mind. Crucify your flesh. Speak faith-filled words, not fear-filled words. Because if you're speaking negative, you're speaking fear. And if you're not stepping out in faith, you're stepping out in fear. I don't know. If you know your God and you know what the Word of God says, you're not stepping out in fear. You're going to step out in faith. I know what the Word of God says. If He says, take a step and there's a drop, I'm going to step out. Because He's going to catch me. He's going to do something. But I know I hear His voice and I'm going to do what He tells me to do. Have a relationship. Speak to Him. Speak about Him. Speak to your giants, the Word of God. David shows up talking about God. Jesse sent David to bring lunch to the brothers. David, our first discussion was on the Lord, not about Goliath. Amazing. You know, when you're full of God, what are you going to talk about? You're going to talk about God. That's all I've got in me. Hey, I told you this many times. I knew everything about sports, and that's all I talk about. And sports came out of me. When I was military, all I talk about is military. But now, I want to talk about God. I want God in me. Amen. I want God coming out of me. You make the choice. The choice is yours. I'm not going to just please the world. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. Or a world pleaser. So David's first discussion was about the Lord. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defiles the armies of the living God? Jesse sent Jesus to bring him lunch. And now he's getting involved over there. King Saul, nor the soldiers mentioned nothing about God. All the talk was about the battle and the odds about the big giant. So again, they're magnifying their problem. David made this godly announcement. It says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. No one else discussed God. David discussed no one else except God, but God. Amen. So that's you. Wherever you go, I can't go where you go. You have your places that you go. You have your places where you work, where you shop, where you have influence. And I've told you this many times. You're the closest thing to a Bible some people will ever see or hear. Amen. But what's going to come out of you? The Word of God. I mean, nobody ever told us about God until you showed up. Amen. But that's you. You go and do what God has called you to do and be who God called you to be. And the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid. But be strong in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. No one else discussed God except David. Only you may discuss or bring up God in your family, at your job, in your situation. Here's the thing is, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Well, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. Somebody might be ready to blow their heads off. And you've got the word to say, and you didn't say it. Because you were ashamed. Don't say what God tells you to say. Speak what God tells you to speak. Amen. You got to be God focused or giant focused or problem focused. David is God focused and refused to see what others see. They're giant focused and fearful. Don't let your God, don't tell your God how big your problems are. But tell your problem how big your God is. That's all the time on a daily basis, because every day is different. And you're going to see problems and have tribulations each and every day, but you speak to them and let them know how big my God is. He delivered me from this problem, and He's going to deliver me from this problem. Amen. Praise God. And David is a great example. All eyes were on the giant, but David's battle cry was, David's battle cry is, my God is able, and we should be battle ready also ourselves. Amen. It should be us. He says, you come to me with the sword and the spear and the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. David sees the armies of God and because he does, David hurries and runs towards the army to meet the Philistine giant. Do not run to meet. Do you run to meet your God, giant, or do you run from them? If you're not full of him, you're going to run from him. But don't. When giant problems are facing you, storms are facing you, know that you can face them just like David, our greatest example right here. Amen. So we're going to stop right there. I'm just going to tell you right this. Remember this, the battle belongs to the Lord. But you got to give it to him. Just like he says, cast all cares on me because I care for you. It belongs to him. Give it to him. Let him have it. Don't hold on to it. Amen. He knows what to do and we don't. So David runs over to the giant, takes the sword out and cuts his head off. We must do the same thing with these problems. Amen. With these giants that we face on a daily basis. So praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that we can do all things through you. Thank you, Father, that we can defeat. Our giants are defeated now in Jesus' name, Father. And we thank you, Father. Those of you that are watching, give. Just go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and hit that donate button. Those of you that are mailing, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Amen. If any of you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, now's the time. All you need to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I repent of all these things. And you know what? He's going to accept you. But you have to start from that day on and fulfilling what God has called you to do, that you can do all things through him. Amen. So praise God. Amen.